let's see. There is some other weird stuff going on. The UN, and I've been trying to follow this ever since Uncle Don said, I'm sick of tired of this stupid Israel. I don't get it, which to me was quite a big statement coming from him. I've been paying attention. So there's two things happening. One is this on September 27th, it's Durban 3. Now, do you know what this is about, this Durban?
Who's going to be there? It seems to me as though everyone's bailing out.
Yeah, because if I understand correctly, Durban or Durban 3 is a celebration of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which essentially, if I understand, and this was from the 1980s, I think, maybe even earlier than that, the Durban Declaration said... there's only one racist country in the world, and that's Israel.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Yeah, it's an anti-racist it's an anti-racist convention. Basically, they're Jew haters.
Yeah. What is up with that?
Yeah, I know. That's why most countries don't go to it, except Jew-hating countries.
But then the which I think is a lot.
And
then,
oh, yeah.
And then the UN comes out with this report about the flotilla attack on the Turkish flotilla. And it's like, are they trying to like hand something over? I mean, I can't quite, not that I need to figure out the United Nations, but it's kind of weird. Listen to this.
John, presumably Israel feels vindicated about this, that there was no violation of international law. But will they apologize?
Well, all the suggestions are that they won't. There's been nothing official from the Israeli government since this report was leaked. But I think you're right. There's probably some reason for satisfaction within the Israeli government. I think that will be the line that is pushed when they do speak. Because as you say, according to this report, their blockade is legal. And they were right to act in self-defense, having been violently provoked. On the other hand, of course, it doesn't say much for the state of Israel-Turkey relations. And when you have, as Barbara was suggesting there, the prospect of Turkey pushing for criminal proceedings against some of the Israeli Navy commandos on board, and you've got this report saying that the Israelis did act with excessive force, then I think it's a fairly rocky road ahead in terms of those relations.
The only thing I could come up with is that this is somehow a setup for a Turkish false flag against Israel. Because I think that's, you know, Turkey's becoming a pain. And we got to do something about him.
I'm not going to disagree with the theory. Turkey is becoming a pain. And they're also, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I actually saw that exact same report. I didn't clip it. Because I'm still, I'm essentially ignoring the situation. Well, this is played up on Democracy Now! Like it's the biggest news thing going.
Right. Well, this is what I don't understand. What is all this stuff about Israel? Why is it always such a big deal? I mean, yeah, there's lots of countries that have crap going on. I've never understood that. Please help me.
Well, there's not much to understand. They have this bunch of people, the Palestinians, who essentially abandoned Israel so the Arabs could come in and kill all the Jews in 67 or whenever it was. And the Jews fought, you know, the Israelis actually fought them back, beat them back, as it were, and then reclaimed their territory. And then the Palestinians came back saying, hey, I got to move back into my house. Mm-hmm. And it's became the issue ever since. It's like... and it's not true with all of them, but there's enough Arab-oriented, Saudi-oriented, there's a bunch of Jew haters in the Middle East, and they want Israel out. They think it shouldn't be there as a country. The whole thing goes back to World War II.
No, I get that.
Before then.
I get that, but why is it always so much in the news?
Because there's a bunch of Jew haters in this country who are Palestinian, and I'm going to get a note for this.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm dragging it out of you. This is hilarious.
There's a bunch of Jew haters in this country, including a lot of Jews themselves, I might add, who keep bringing this topic up, but it's all part of an anti-Semitic agenda as far as I'm concerned, and it's always usually left-wingers. They support the Palestinian cause, whatever that is, because it's never been fully expressed. And... And it's just troublemakers. I mean, on a different level. And I don't know how many of them listen to our show that are, you know, but I know the Democracy Now! Audience is probably 90% of these people.
Yeah, but you still can't answer my question.
Why is it always in the news?
Yeah, why is it such a big deal all the time? I mean, there's lots of stuff going on in the world.
I don't know.
I mean, we've got...
like I said, I ignore it.
Right.
Let them take care of it themselves. I mean, it's like, it's regional. It's a regional issue.
Well, I do know that the stuff is heating up because we have the UN that is going to recognize the Palestinian Authority. And
well, that's dubious.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
The Palestinian Authority, this is like recognizing California.
Let's forget about that. Screw California. We shouldn't recognize them at all.
They're going to recognize the Palestinian Authority as a country. And they're going to welcome them to the UN. So they're going to be sitting on one of the... Of course, the UN, who cares what they do at the UN? But, you know, mm-hmm. They do get some attention.
Okay. Well, thanks for kind of not explaining that.
I didn't... It's because I can't explain it.
Well, okay.
I'm not the Book of Knowledge. Look it up on the Wikipedia. You'll get the explanation.